Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. I got a message during the break on Twitter. This comes in from T. Bischoff 222 on Twitter. He says, would aliens likely be in a fallen state also? Now, he or she is referring to discussion that we had on this program in the second hour today about whether or not aliens would have an intellect and a will, and is it possible that they could be saved, that kind of thing. So in answer to your question, T. Bischoff 222 on Twitter, my answer would be yes. They would be in a fallen state also. And I would reference Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 23 to make that point. Listen to this. This is St. Paul's description of the circumstances of the entire universe. He says, for the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in travail together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Now, this reference to the whole creation, this is language that's used to describe the entire cosmos, all of the universe. And so to go back to your question on Twitter, I would say, yes, biblically speaking, if there were beings that we discovered who had an intellect and a will, they were personal beings, then they would be in a fallen state too. And this would be an entirely new mission field, telling them about Jesus and what Jesus did for all of us, because they would be encompassed by the futility that was brought about by Adam's sin in the garden. I'll also mention one other thing. This kind of thing has happened before. And you may say, what? Yeah, it happened before. When the European explorers, the French, the Dutch, the Spanish, the English, and others, when they were beginning at the very earliest points of the exploration of what we know today as the New World, what to them certainly was the New World, they were encountering these races of people that did not look like them, did not speak like them, did not live like them, did not appear to have really much in common with them in Europe, other than the fact that they had, you know, five fingers on each hand and five toes on each hand, and they walked upright and they looked like human beings, but that was about as far as the comparison went. And so during these early days of the contact becoming more regular between Europeans and the peoples, the indigenous peoples in the New World, there were actual questions and even debates about whether or not these people are human. Now, I know to us that's laughable. And we would look at that and say that's ridiculous. It's also kind of insulting to the indigenous people. But for what it's worth, that these were questions that many of these European explorers, they asked themselves, are these people human? Because they didn't know anything about these people, and they didn't know anything about the way they lived. And so they asked this question. So that kind of historical precedent, as crazy as it might sound to us now, I think is kind of a parallel to how we might react if, in fact, we encounter a race of aliens or races of aliens that actually are like us in the sense that they have an intellect and a will and souls, therefore.